Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, David Segui. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mesa. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Horn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mac takes first base on ball four. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsulac for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Davis steals second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive beyond second. Newman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive. Orsalak is thrown out after the base hit. Devereaux scores. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. Horn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harbeck moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive towards second. Bell throws towards first. Milligan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Milligan. Harbeck scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. Mac moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo is walked intentionally. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Chuck Knoblauch pinch runs for Mike Pagliarulo. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster strikes out. There goes Knoblauch. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fraworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Newman now playing third base. Chuck Knoblauch now playing second base. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive for a single. Hewlett moves to second. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-3 in the game. Horn strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0-for-3 in the game. Seghi hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Juan Bell. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Witt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.